It's rush hour in Midtown Manhattan, and untold thousands of New Yorkers are on the streets going to or from work. But what is work to these people? I ask a young insurance broker turned law student named John Collins what he thinks.
Well, work is what you do to earn a living, you know? I mean, that's essentially what it comes down to, is what you do all day to earn your paycheck.
Is work only about your paycheck?
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to vary from person to person. Like, some people do what they love, and they're obviously in it for more than the money. There's other people who grunt through a job they hate every week just to get a check, you know? So it really depends on the individual.
Give it a try. Check it out, people. All original. Give it a try. All original. Check the music
For young
out.
Vab, who is standing on a corner selling homemade rap CDs to passersby, working, what he calls hustling, is all about trade.
Hustling is not only selling drugs. Hustling is working hard for your money in different ways. You know, it's different hustles. Whether you got a 9-to-5 or you're selling clothes or something. Like right now, I'm standing on the corner and I'm stopping people collecting donations for my music. That's my hustle. That's what I do. That's work for me.
Many immigrants, like Colombia-born Ricardo A. Lopez, work to realize their American dream. For 28 years, he's been driving a taxi cab 13 hours a day, 6 days a week.
I'm still not tired of doing it. It's not a great skill job, you know what I mean? But the money's good. You know, you take care of your family. You paid all the debt, all the bills, all the, you know, whatever you have. It's paid off two houses.
You're kind of proud, huh?
Oh, please, of course, yeah. That dignity of coming to work. Otherwise, you would have been walking the streets up and down. Like, I knew a Cuban guy over here that stays here a whole day and a whole year doing nothing. He's taking money from the government, and he's happy. And there are so many of them like this. I'm not. I have dignity.
Software engineer Puru Vandensetti says he gains both self-respect and respect from others through work because his labor benefits others.
When you're working, you're doing something productive. Imagine no one worked, then you wouldn't have these buildings, you wouldn't have anything, no development. So we are constantly working to make the world a better place. When I'm working, I'm generating employment for others too. I'm spending my money. I'm buying food or something. Other people are able to sell it. They're able to survive. So this whole chain has to go on. Most of my life goes into work. And then I try to steal some time for fun.
However, like many New Yorkers, well-known artist and political cartoonist Robert Grossman does not find it necessary to sacrifice fun for work.
Because if you like doing it, it's not work. There's some truth to that, but all work involves overcoming resistance, getting something done that would not be done otherwise. So gradually we come to accept that to varying degrees. But if it's something, if the thing that you're doing is making little lines on paper or coloring something in with paints, it seems more like more intrinsically fun than other things I could think of to do, like heavy-duty shoveling.
Shoveling is just one of the jobs 62-year-old Richard Tarver is always glad to do. These days, Tarver is a handyman and mostly does building maintenance. But he also knows how to cook, paint, and do many other tasks.
I love work. The more work, the more pleasure. I enjoy it. It keeps me going. It keeps me young. It keeps me able. It keeps me strong. It's not even about the money so much. It's about doing something. You know, doing something for yourself. And doing something to make you look like somebody.
In a restaurant uptown, longtime writer Dale Berg also likes to be identified by her job.
I find, particularly in cities, people say, what do you do? And that really defines you. I'm content with that because I'm happy to be defined as a writer, which implies being creative and imaginative and interesting. And I always found that a gigantic plus to be able to go into a room and say that gave me a lot of gratification.
Berg says while work gives her a role to play in society, the workplace gives her a social context in which to work closely, even intimately, with others.
And if you're with people who are smart and on the same page as you are and really interested in making it happen, those people become not just your colleagues but also your friends. What makes you like a person is the person's competence or skill or imagination or some faculty that you often don't see even with a romantic partner. And there's this wonderful interweaving of work and play. That's just the most fabulous way to keep yourself alive.
Work as livelihood, work as play, work as productivity, work as social bonding and enterprise. Indeed, there seems to be almost as many reasons why people work as there are types of work to do. And this Labor Day, Americans will once again have an opportunity to reflect on what their work means to them and to rededicate themselves to the labors ahead. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.